course you know what a fuse is. It's a long piece of coal impregnated with gunpowder. When you strike a match and light it, it burns fitfully, aspiring to its end. And there's a little surprise.
Didn't you? dancing on his ground. His tired feet were buried in the quack. His bloodshot eyes saw all the day between him and fulfillment of his time.
Thank you. much of a talker these days than I used to be when I wouldn't shut up for 15 minutes at a time. I will say this, when we stay in Alpine Valley here, at least a couple of us, sometimes on Florida, just sleep right in the parking lot back there. I sleep right in the parking lot when I play here. So I woke up there this morning, and it's pretty cool. I got up and put like my headphones on. I was listening to a mixtape, and I got to walk around the venue out there. I walked around all morning. The four of us have never really been out there. So, I mean, we always see you guys from this perspective, and you always see us from this perspective. And it was really fun this morning to walk around, and I walked all the way up there, and up where that guy was waving his arms. Hi, guy, those guys up there. Which is like on the peak of that hill, and so beautiful from up there. You can see over the top of the venue. And I was also really loving that tree right there. So this is like special shout out to everybody by that. You guys are all waving. Thanks, man. Hey, the tree is really cool. And then my other favorite spot was that tree over there. Right on the corner is really beautiful. And then the last place I was standing was there's a piece of like a wooden platform that if you're on the hill, it's like a flat area. You guys right there are on it. And that was kind of my favorite spot. And it was there that I was standing when suddenly I felt a drop of rain dripping off the top of my head, and I looked up and saw no clouds, and I realized that it was bird shit. And then I thought, maybe tonight's the night to do Famous Mockingbird. It's a sign from the heavens. So I'd like to thank that forever. And then when I got back after my little stroll, I started looking up some little factoids, which I want to share with you. Thanks to the shitting bird. By the way, for those of you on the grassy knoll, if you feel bird shit, and you feel a second bird shit, because obviously a second shitter on the grassy knoll, yes. And a bump. So when I started looking up some facts, so I want to say that apparently we played here 17 times. It's pretty cool, man. Tomorrow also is apparently the 19th anniversary of us first coming to Alpine Valley. So I just want to say, we love it here, man. We've had such great times. That's pretty amazing, 19 years. And then we get to share all that with you at this beautiful venue. I'd like to thank the shitting bird, and I'd like to shut up now and play a song about another bird, the famous mockingbird. As we carry you to game day. Thank you.
past strangers in the street. There's no one that you care to meet. Longing for your TV seat. This one is for you. If you're just staring at your walls. If you're just staring at your walls.
Thank you.
fairground in town, when Esther first saw the ugly man. He growled toward her and stood by his side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His glance stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips curled a dollop of her on the curb. And the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my hand as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl. She stared at the bucket, bewildered. Till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist. And she thanked the man quickly and ran through the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked at me.
rifle, for the pouch they held the puppet on her right. Esther hid behind the nearby pile of lumber. Wish she waited till the dawn, 'cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a lullaby crowd. Jobbers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice. He was his swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eyes, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. And now she made her way towards the shore, when suddenly she felt at her toe. The puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seized hold it and swallowed her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sea.
Thank you. cuando la... Thank you. possibly won't reach her ear if we could see the many waves that flow through clouds and suffocate. She sends at least the words that's uttered on the wind and underwater.
Thank you. Kneel down and kiss the earth and I'm Thank you. trails raining down on you. The justice of the peace can't help you anymore. And they just took the covers on the justice of war. You got your nice shades on, and the worst days are gone. So now the band plays on. You got more life days on. You got your nice shades on, and the worst days are gone. So now the band plays on. You got more life days on. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.